welcoming you to hour number two, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. A little cloudy, temperature's a little bit cooler, but we do have a few days of rain to look forward to. Badly needed rain. We've been having a little moderate drought, so hopefully the rain takes care of that. And then the sky is opening back up for the weekend, so a lot to look forward to there. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Taking your texts on the question, what is that one word that no matter how many times you try, you just cannot pronounce? Mine is nuclear, and I have to think about it really hard. But texter says, Worcestershire sauce, definitely one of them. Norfolk is in Virginia. And pneumonia, another one that apparently people struggle with. You can let us know yours, 850-437-1620. And as always, taking your comments and anything that we're talking about, and of course, taking those traffic and news tips as well. 850-437-1620. Gracie, have you found that one word that you really struggle with, or are you still just going with pretty much all of them?
Pretty much all of them, I feel like. There's definitely, I feel like I feel like I'm in that position a lot where I'm trying to say the word and I'm just like, it's not going to happen. But I don't know what it is. I'm sure we will see it firsthand,
you know,
within this hour.
As I was going through the list here, I stumbled across a word that I didn't even realize I struggled with. But hamster is not pronounced hamster. It is hamster. No P on that. But I have always said hamster. And I've never been said, hey, that's not the right way to do it. Texter says rivalry, another one. So keep them coming in. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Getting to our traffic and weather hit for the first time here in just a moment. Quickly here, we'll get down our top three stories. And earlier this afternoon, President Joe Biden addressing the country on the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Now the number of Americans killed is up to 14, and also likely that Americans have been taken hostage as well.
There's no justification for terrorism. There's no excuse. Hamas does not stand for the Palestinian people's right to dignity and self-determination. Its stated purpose is the annihilation of the state of Israel and the murder of Jewish people.
And Biden confirming that the U.S. would provide ammunition and interceptors to replenish Israel's Iron Dome defense system. Also hearing today from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who says that American military planes are expected to arrive in Israel over the coming days.
The U.S. military has enhanced its force posture in the region to strengthen our deterrence, including the movement of a carrier strike group into the eastern Mediterranean. And we are prepared to move additional assets as necessary.
And also, the Biden administration is looking to call on Congress to pass legislation for more defense assistance. And special counsel Jack Smith is looking to keep jurors' identities from being made public in former President Trump's Capitol riot trial. Smith points to Trump's previous verbal attacks on court personnel and the particular sensitivities of the case. Also, he's asking that the judge arrange for jurors' discreet, a.k.a. secret entry and exit from the courthouse. Those are our top three stories today. And right after we hit traffic and weather, we'll get to our local news. Gracie?
Well, roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have some delays on Pine Forest. That's going to be both in the north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10. Also, we do have an accident at Davis Highway in University. FHP is reporting a roadblock, so use some caution. It just happened about maybe 25 minutes ago. So not showing authorities on scene just yet. If you do see something else on the roads slowing you down, have any details, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Coming up for weather, we're going to hear from Alan Strum on WEAR.
We could use some rain around here, and weather changes are on the way, all due to an area of low pressure over the Gulf of Mexico. So overnight, it'll be calm with lots of clouds in the skies and lows in the 60s. Look for the weather to change during the day on Wednesday. We'll start looking for rainy weather around the middle of the day, and then the winds will pick up as well as we head through the afternoon and into Wednesday night. We could see several inches of rain. Highs Wednesday will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Looking at local headlines and a sad update from FHP this afternoon, confirming that the two-year-old boy that was ejected from a car on Highway 98 last week has now died. That crash happening back on the 4th and Highway 98 near Fairfield Drive. And at the time, investigators said that a black Buick failed to yield the right-of-way and collided with a red Ford. The two-year-old boy, as well as an infant in the Buick, were ejected. FHP Lieutenant Jason King says that the investigation is continuing, and that includes determining whether the child safety seat and booster seat were used at all or if they were used improperly. Also, in Santa Rosa County, investigators say a Milton man is now in jail without bond, accused of molesting a child. 33-year-old Christopher Hyman booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail Monday after the alleged incidents were reported back in July. And according to the arrest report, the alleged victim told investigators the incidents happened over a 5 to 6 month period. An arrest warrant was issued after Hyman was interviewed by investigators late last month. Also, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves is shipping up to Boston this week. He's participating in the Mayor's Institute on City Design, where he will be presenting the Hollis T. Williams Greenway Project.
From a talent and experience perspective, not only mayors but designers, you know, might be the greatest collection of people that understand what a transformational stormwater park that will have ever seen, this project. And so that's what's exciting to me, is to hear their feedback. And we got a lot of great feedback last time during the spring.
And he did the same presentation at the Harvard Mayoral Fellowship. The city is planning a $25 million transformation of the park, which would include green space with walking paths and a new stormwater treatment system as well. Yesterday, we learned more about an ordinance over in Santa Rosa County that prohibits panhandling, of course, a major issue here in Escambia County. We asked Sheriff Chip Simmons if such an ordinance would work here.
My legal team and the county's own legal team feel there are some problems with the ordinance, and they're based on, this constitutional challenge.
Got it. Okay.
I will tell you that if there was an ordinance that we could enforce, we would certainly enforce it. That would make my life a lot easier.
And Sheriff Simmons says an ordinance banning panhandling could infringe on the First Amendment rights of citizens. He says sidewalks are the people's property and holding a sign, whether it asks for money or not. Simmons says his legal team is working with the county to look for solutions. Also, this Thursday, Santa Rosa County Emergency Management is holding a family-friendly safety festival that'll start at 4 p.m. at their facility at 4499 Pine Forest Road in Milton. Activities include games, face painting, door prizes, and giveaways. In addition, there will be free bike helmets with fittings, safety tips, and mini training for CPR and basic first aid as well. 5:20 right now. We'll take a break. A busy day around the state of Florida today. We'll hit state headlines when we return to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly, as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Dan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now, coming up, let's see when it's at the actually this month on Wednesday, October 18th, you can join the Council on Aging for the annual gala. It's going to be the 2024 Perfectly Aged Calendar unveiling too. Again on Wednesday, October 18th at the Pensacola Yacht Club. Tickets come with a dinner, desserts, drinks, live music, and the first unveiling of the 2024 Perfectly Aged Calendar. Plus, Andrew McKay is going to serve as your MC for the evening, so that's going to be lots of fun. You can get more details and purchase your tickets at newsradio923.com. Quick look at traffic. We're looking pretty good. We do still have some slowdowns on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. If you see anything, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're looking pretty good tonight. We are definitely going to get some rain tomorrow, 60% throughout the morning for chances of rain and going up to 90 throughout the afternoon. Low of 69 tonight, mostly clear skies. It's 78 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3.
All right, taking a look at state headlines. We start with Governor Ron DeSantis, who today called for increased sanctions against Iran following the attacks on Israel by Hamas, saying he will introduce a proposal for the next legislative session that would crack down on Hamas and Iran.
I hope the federal government follows suit and gets rid of this delusion that you can somehow play footsie with the Iranian mullahs. Put them in their place. Do not let them get any money flowing into their coffers, because you know that that's going to turn around and be used to fund terrorism.
And he wants to include restrictions in several sectors, such as financial, construction, manufacturing, textile, and technology. Also, he wants a ban on state investment in Iranian companies.
Also, on the University of Florida's campus last night, dozens of people were hurt after panic ensued during a candlelit vigil to support Israel. A crowd of around 1,200 people gathered when someone fainted. It led to shouts to call 911. After the stampede that followed, about 30 people were transported to the hospital. Only five were admitted, though.
Two warships based out of Jacksonville are part of the beefed-up presence in the Middle East. The USS Kearney and USS Thomas Hudner joined the Armada, and the destroyers are based out of NAS Mayport.
Flags are flying half-staff across Florida for the rest of the week. Late yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis issued an order to order as a mark of respect for victims of the attack on Israel. The Florida Capitol also lit in blue and white in solidarity with Israel.
Attorney General Ashley Moody this week is trying to block a proposed constitutional amendment that seeks to ensure abortion rights in Florida. Moody wants the Florida Supreme Court to review the wording of the proposal, specifically the part that says it would prevent restrictions on abortion before viability. Moody says that viability can have more than one meaning. Supporters are trying to get that amendment on the November 2024 ballot.
Also, today is an important day for hundreds of thousands of Citizen property insurance holders. About 300,000 customers have to respond today to letters that they got from private insurers about a policy change. If you got one, you have to notify the private insurer if you plan to accept or deny the offer. If you fail to respond, you'll automatically be transferred to the private insurer, which could mean a higher rate.
Also, there was no big winner in the Powerball, but somebody in Florida did match five of the six numbers and had the power play option. So that ticket now worth $2 million. Gracie, I will give you one guess where that store, what store that was sold at.
I already know it. It has to be Publix.
Has to be. Yes, it was the Publix in Hollywood. So congratulations to that individual, and Gracie and I are just going to keep saying it over and over again. If you want to win Powerball, you got to buy tickets at Publix, and we are not paid advertisers for that. It's just it's just the trend here of what's been happening here. A few more texts here. What is that one word that you just, no matter how hard you try, you struggle with? We have rural. I don't know anybody who doesn't struggle with that specifically, and statistics. You can keep those coming in, 850-437-1620. Fox News is coming up, followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden speaking at the White House today about the terror attacks in Israel.
This was an act of sheer evil. More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered. Not just killed, slaughtered in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens killed.
President Biden says his administration is in contact with Israel to get them supplies they need. Israel said Hamas has more than 150 soldiers and civilians held hostage. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Iran is complicit with Hamas, but can't confirm if they directed the attack on Israel or knew about it in advance. Fox's Jackie Heinrich asked him if that means the administration will refreeze $6 billion of humanitarian funds that were unfrozen in exchange for American hostages.
It's unequivocal. Not a dollar of that money has been spent. And I will leave it at that.
Is it being considered?
Yes.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Well, layoffs were announced in June, and now Stitch Fix is providing some specific numbers and a timeline. The personal styling service says the closure of a Dallas distribution center will mean about 560 job cuts, the great majority of those workers being warehouse associates, the layoffs to begin December 1st. Meanwhile, nearly 400 workers at the company's Bethlehem, Pennsylvania distribution site will be laid off before the February closure there. Stitch Fix will ramp up capacity across its locations in Atlanta, Atlanta, Indianapolis, and Phoenix, rehiring some of the laid-off workers willing to move. ESPN announced today that longtime hockey analyst Barry Melrose has Parkinson's disease and is retiring. The former NHL player and coach has been an analyst at the Sports Network for nearly 30 years. Melrose said in a statement that in retirement he will focus on his health and his family. Stocks posted modest gains today. The S&P 500 rose 22 points, the Dow Industrials added 134, and the NASDAQ Composite tacked on 78. That's your money now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Northern Tool. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com. We're made for this. After 5 weeks of the NFL season, it's clear that the Detroit Lions are going to win the NFC North for the first time since 1993. It's an exciting time to be a Lions fan, and it would absolutely be awesome if Detroit can take it even further and win a playoff game, as that's something the franchise hasn't done since 1991. Dream big, Detroit. I'm Zach Gill.
Oh no, your little one is back to school and caught a cough. Help them feel better fast with DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough. It's specially formulated just for kids and helps treat their most bothersome cold symptoms. It's also available in two delicious flavors, honey and berry. DayQuil Kids from Vicks is the daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose just for kids medicine. Pick it up at your local pharmacy or any major retailer today. For kids 6 and up, use as directed.
To celebrate National PA Week, here's some reasons why 10.4 million patients trust their health to board-certified physician assistants every week. PAs can diagnose, manage chronic illnesses, prescribe medications, and assist in surgery. PAs also increase access to health care, and that's important because your health can't wait. Learn more at PASDoThat.net. Sponsored by the National Commission on Certification of Physician Assistants.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Running through the strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine, hipping with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights, everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine. Yeah.
Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to
536 on News Radio, 92.3. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday. Just to let you know, there is bands on the beach tonight. Bands on the beach is thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion. Starts at 7. Should be a nice night for bands on the beach. Definitely going to be a little bit cloudy, but no rain, so that's good. And Crosstown is playing. They're like a funk band, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's the last month of bands on the beach. Yeah. So if you haven't been, definitely go sometime this month and check it out.
Probably a hoodie and a blanket out there at the beach, I would think, tonight. Wouldn't you?
No, yeah, definitely a hoodie, if anything. But yeah, a little fall vibe at the beach.
Absolutely.
I think it'll be lots of fun. So taking a look at traffic, we are looking pretty good throughout our area. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. We do have some delays on Blue Angel Parkway near Longleaf Drive, Mobile Highway right near Longleaf Drive. Definitely seen some slowdowns leading into that intersection. If you do see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. FHP is reporting a small accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway right near New Hope Road, but not seeing a lot of delays because of it. For weather, it is going to get a little bit chilly tonight, low of 69 and mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, it's going to be basically raining all throughout the day. It starts off at 60% throughout the later morning and then gradually gets higher to 90% chance of rain. And then Thursday and Friday, also seeing high chances of rain. It is 78 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, and continuing to take your comments on what is just the word that no matter how hard you try to say it, you can just never get it right. Worcestershire sauce, a very popular one here among the locals, and that was one of them on the list as well. I don't get really any idea how you get how it's spelled with Worcester. I do not know. Same thing with the town in Massachusetts. It's Worcester, Massachusetts, but it's Worcester is like how it's spelled out. So you can keep texting those in. Number one on the list, rural. We've had a few on that one. Brewery, an interesting one there. Posthumously, maybe posthumously. I don't know how you would else you would say that. But another one for me that I frankly didn't even realize I was mispronouncing until today is hamster. I put the P on it, and I noticed that it's you're not supposed to. It's hamster. So pretty interesting there.
I've definitely been saying hamster with a P.
How about espresso? Do you go with espresso or – I mean, you are the espresso. You do the espresso?
Okay. I didn't realize – I'll probably say it fine out, but specifically, I think is usually hard for me as well.
Yeah.
Any like especially, I haven't even. Okay, I'm already messing up. So yeah, no, definitely those get me.
All right. Mine and it's not really good as a news anchor, I suppose, because you deal with it from time to time. The word nuclear.
Yeah.
Nuclear is how I have kind of always pronounce it, and I have to make sure that I'm thinking about the word before I say it. Mm-hmm. So you can keep those coming in, 850-437-1620. Couple of quick national headlines here. Congressional Republicans are meeting tonight to hear from candidates running to be the next Speaker of the House. So far, just two formally entering the race. That includes House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. Also, a growing debate over the push to expand Wi-Fi access on public school buses. So the FCC is chaired by a Democratic woman who wants school buses to have discounted access to Wi-Fi because she says it could help close the homework gap. Meanwhile, Republicans say that they're concerned about subsidizing unsupervised internet access to students and believe it would just be used for all the wrong reasons and social media as well, rather than doing homework. I have not been on a school bus in probably 15 years or so, and probably longer than that, as a student for sure. I am not aware of anybody who does homework on the school bus. Now, if they're out there, my apologies to you, but I just think, look, I fully support the idea that in underserved and poor communities, yes, more access to Wi-Fi for our students is better. I just think it needs to be not on school buses because I don't think that is accomplishing the purpose there.
Yeah, I just don't see the demand for that. I mean, I I haven't been on a school bus also in a long time, but I don't think I did homework on the school bus once.
One time.
Yeah. So also in national headlines, New York City police are dealing with dueling protests that have been popping up as the war between the Hamas and the Israel communities throughout New York City.
This issue of terrorism, while it's been somewhat dormant in the United States, that it has the potential, as a result of what's going on in the Mideast, to come back.
So former NYPD Commissioner Bill Branton says that it's a complicating thing and that the department is lowering its strength levels in history due to the recent budget costs.
A couple other votes for Worcestershire, also specific as well. We had specifically earlier there. Looking at some sports headlines, we do have two playoff Major League Baseball games right now in the eighth inning. The Astros still beating the Twins 6-1. That series, best of five series, tied 1-1 right now. Later on, it's 7:03 start time. You have the Orioles trying to get back into it. They're down 2-0 to the Texas Rangers right now. Gracie's favorite sports day on the calendar, the opening day of NHL season. And right now, the Tampa Bay Lightning lead the Nashville Predators 1-0. That one's on ESPN. The big one, though, is the next game as Connor Bedard and the Chicago Blackhawks will take on Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Obviously, the league debut, the career debut for Connor Bedard, who is the widely thought of as the best prospect in several years. And the nightcap, 9:30 start time, again on ESPN. The Seattle Kraken take on the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights. So that's what's happening around the sports world today. 5:43, health, business, and science notes now. Starbucks is rolling out limited pumpkin spice latte gear to celebrate the drink's 20th anniversary. The chain has made a limited edition pumpkin spice latte varsity jacket. It has the Starbucks logo on it, along with the letters PSL and fall-colored leaves. In addition, it also released temporary PSL tattoos. Gracie, have you gotten a chance to look up the varsity jacket to see if you are in or not?
I kind of know you were hating on them, but they're kind of nice. Listen, they have some fall leaves on the sleeve.
Yeah, I don't think I'd
pay good money for them.
Right. Well, I don't want to be a walking billboard for Starbucks. So, I haven't worn a varsity jacket since varsity anyway, but I don't really see varsity jackets around much anymore, you know? Do they still give them out? How much is it? Did you just see?
Yeah, it's crazy.
How much?
$295.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I would definitely not do it, especially probably not for Starbucks. Maybe if Chick-fil-A did, but probably not for $300.
Chick-fil-A varsity jacket. Now we're talking.
I know, right? They do give them out. I don't think it's as common for someone to get them. They are expensive. Like, I know I didn't get one, but my brother got one. He played football. And they were still pretty expensive. But
all right.
I'm definitely not getting the Starbucks pumpkin spice one for $295.
Yeah. I think we can do better with your money there.
Yeah, for sure. Also in health, business, and science notes, Amazon's second Prime Day sale is here. The big Prime Day deals are going to take place today and tomorrow. The event's featuring deals on tech, home goods, fashion, and entertainment. Also, customers need to be an Amazon Prime member to get the access to the offers. For 5:45 right now. I'm going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. Looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. 29 and 90 won't show you anything too bad. If you do see something slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Elsewhere in health, business, and science. So Domino's is trying to get more people to sign up for their rewards program. So for the next 4 months, they're giving out free emergency pizzas. You know, the one that you stash in the freezer for maybe a Wednesday night or Thursday night where you just don't want to do anything or make anything. So you just throw the pizza in the oven. So if you spend $8 through the rewards program and the app, they will add one free medium two-topping pizza to your rewards account. So there you go.
Also, the UAW strike is now on day 26. The UAW members are currently on strike at 43 different facilities across the country. Yesterday, GM released details of the latest proposal, which includes 20% wage increase over the new life of the new contract. So the union wants a 40% increase, though.
Good point from the texture here. I think I have done homework on the bus. It was never on the way home. Would have been when I forgot to do something, so on the way to school. So
Yeah, maybe, I
can see it a little bit. But the Wi-Fi would have to be restrictive, right? I mean, you couldn't – I mean, look, maybe only certain sites if the school could somehow get like, okay, here are the websites that the students would need to access in order to do homework. But, you know, any social media is going to be blocked. I don't know.
Yeah,
how that would work.
In some schools that give out laptops, I don't know if every school does it.
Yeah.
Usually that's the case. I know like all the schools got laptops during COVID and you couldn't go on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we'll see.
Pop culture notes here. Saturday Night Live returns this weekend thanks to the Hollywood writers' strike ending. 49th season starts October 14th. Former cast member Pete Davidson hosts and Ice Spice is the musical guest.
Also, Wednesday's Powerball drawing will be the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. The grand prize is going to be up to $1.73 billion. Lump sum payment is $756 million.
All right, guys listening here, I would like to know if there has ever been a super embarrassing moment for you when your fly was open. Luke Bryan had something like that. Well, not something. He literally had that during a concert last week in Orlando. Somebody in the audience brought it to his attention. He had been performing for a while, and here's what it sounded like. So the guy told him was actually on the side of the stage, so nobody in the front row. And here's the thing about this. I saw that it was a video, like I think on cell phone, pretty far away. But even in that cell phone video, I could tell that Luke Bryan was wearing the tightest jeans and the tightest shirt ever. And so, you know, is lucky that, you know, I don't know if there was anything like maybe his boxers were bulging out of the zipper. I don't know. But, you know, you kind of got to wear some baggy clothes, some baggy pants to give you a little bit of a buffer there. Gracie is studying it very closely right now.
Yeah, it's down.
Okay, there you go. But, yeah, so pretty embarrassing one there. Let us know if you can top it, 850-437-1620. 550 right now, final break this hour. Back with wacky and weird stories, including Gracie's worst nightmare if she was walking down the streets of Chicago this week. Something terrifying would have happened to her. We'll tell you what that was coming back next.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a very interesting conversation with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about panhandling and enforcement of panhandling ordinances, because Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson told us yesterday that they enforce their rule and it works extremely well, which is why you don't see it in Santa Rosa County. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says, well, it might not be quite that simple, and it might depend on whether the ordinance itself is constitutional. You can hear that interview on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Joe and Gracie, hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday evening. Bands on the beach starting in about an hour. You're making your way out to the beach. Hope you have a fabulous time at Bands on the Beach. It's going to kind of be the last day of the week where the weather's nice, so hopefully you enjoy it. We're looking good on the roads right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. 29 and 90 also looking good. Nothing to slow you down on the 3-mile bridge or Garcon Point Bridge. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Changing up the weather around here over the next day or so. It'll be quiet as we head through tonight with overnight lows down in the 60s, lots of clouds in the skies. Look for some rainy and windy weather to start to move in on Wednesday. I'd start looking for the rain around midday Wednesday, and the breeze and the winds will pick up as we head through the afternoon hours and into Wednesday night. Rainy and windy, we could see several inches of rain. High temps will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, Gracie, I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to paint a picture for you.
Okay.
Maybe a nice fall weekend in downtown Chicago. Maybe you and the girlfriends enjoying a leisurely stroll down the Magnificent Mile. And then all of a sudden, 1,000 dead birds just fall down on you.
I don't like that girl's trip.
Well, that's kind of what happened over the weekend. More than 1,000 birds died after crashing into the same building in Chicago. Now, it was maybe not quite that gruesome because I don't think it was 1,000 all at the same time. May have been, though. But anyway, experts say it was due to difficult weather over migration season and the absence of bird-friendly building measures. The birds all flew into the McCormick Place Lakeside Center. And they describe it as a carpet of dead and dying and injured birds by the building that needed to be cleaned up.
That's awful. And imagine, like, you worked all day at this building, and you're like, okay, finally I can leave.
Quitting
time. I'm going to get some fresh
air. You walk outside.
All this basically roadkill, like, on the side of your work sidewalk. Ew. Also, in a new survey, 70% of people say that they've lied on a resume, including 37 who admit to lying frequently. So among those common resume lies, it's mostly embellishing on responsibilities. They're altering job titles, maybe just stretching the amount of people that you've managed or the length of time that you were employed at a job.
Also, cops in Colorado say a 41-year-old drunk woman got arrested after attacking a mattress store mascot. The mascot, a 6-foot-tall mattress named Maddie. Store management says the woman showed up, started hugging him at first, but quickly became aggressive by trying to shove and trip the mascot, knocking him to the ground, and then standing over him screaming profanities.
Yikes. In some good news to finish off this hour, a Michigan man was reunited with his class ring after losing it 25 years ago. It was found when a woman in North Carolina bought some old jewelry and noticed the class ring with 1984 with John Leaf's name on it. So hear a little bit from that.
It just came to me that maybe I should try to find out who it belonged to. And lo and behold, he's still living and people knew him and they contacted him immediately.
Sends me a text with a picture of my class ring and everything. She's like, Johnny, is this yours? It was almost like the very first day I got it.
So Margaret Langley found it, and she was able to track him down on Facebook.
Very cool. Finally, 24 inmates just graduated with associate degrees from Southwestern College near San Diego as part of an initiative the school started several years ago called Restorative Justice Program. It helps inmates get their degree before they're released. And all 24 of them plan on continuing to get their bachelor's degree through a program at UC Irvine. Pretty cool story there. 5:59 is the time. We're on a 12-minute break. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up, and then we're back for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today, October 10th, 2023. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie